Hello and welcome to the Anime Arc Podcast. It is episode 31. I'm your host Dennis, and I'm joined with Michael and Tony.
I thought you say Alex. I'm so used to Alex being here.
Feels bad Alex is not here.
Who?
Feels bad Alex is not here.
Who?
So,
and Tony.
Wait, Tony's not here?
Oh, we're the three T's.
Yeah, where the three T's at.
So.
Yes.
Today.
Kotaro
Lives Alone.
We watched Kotaro Lives Alone.
Watched it today? I watched it today.
I watched it when it came out.
Wait, when was that?
Like last year, like 2022.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So beginning of the year, probably.
I was going to say, what's the Japanese title?
Kotaro Lives Alone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can tell you the author's name, but yeah.
Can you tell me Kotaro's voice actor's name?
It's the girl. Sawayano. Is it Haruhi?
This guy's doing off the top of his head.
He doesn't even know. I thought it was like one of your favorite.
No, I know. They told me like Sarono. Sayano.
You said it's a girl?
It's a girl. Yeah. The kid. Versus the kid.
Really?
Yeah. It's a girl.
It's at least I'm pretty sure you've said it's one of your favorite voice actors.
It's the Shinobu's voice actor. No. That's the girl. It's Shinobu. But it's like it's a woman voicing Katara, I remember.
Yeah. Let me fact check while you
so I talk. I think. And fucking Archer's in it too.
Archer from Fate?
Yeah.
Damn.
And Shinobu versus the Pinky Eye Girl.
Shinobu?
Yeah.
Versus who?
Demon Slayer versus the Pinky Eye Girl.
Pinky Eye Girl.
The girl who gets domestic violence. Remember the one who gets drunk and shit?
Oh, yeah. She pink hair? I thought she was orange hair.
It's a Rie Kugi Mia.
Are you sure?
Katara, yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was confusing her sound somewhere with the Shinobu.
Kagura.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you would have known.
Is there going to be a season 2?
I don't think so. This is like a long time ago. It was like beginning of the year.
It's not that long. It's like 6 months.
And she sounds really different as well.
I don't know, you can kind of tell.
Detail, but she sounds really good.
She's a tiger from Toradora.
Who?
Kotaro.
She's basically the Tsundere voice actress.
I haven't seen Toradora in ages.
He's going to say fucking Kotaro just away.
Yeah, I haven't seen Kotaro either, bro. I just looked at the wiki. I just looked at the voice actors and was like...
It'd be like that.
They'll never know.
She's not orange hair, bro. Damn, you haven't seen it in a while. You thought she had pink hair.
It looked like pink.
I actually watched English dub.
What?
No wonder.
Really?
I listened in on like half an episode, and then I was like, I'll just stick with the Japanese.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's normal.
It was like four episodes in, and I was like, oh, it's an English dub. I checked it out, and I was like,
it's not as good.
No, it's actually all right.
I tried it. I didn't find it as good.
It's not terrible. It's just, I feel like with this kind of anime,
it didn't fit.
No, it's like, they have so many A-list like
yeah,
Japanese voice
they
actors.
Do. They have the triple tier. Well,
not that the fucking like English voice actors aren't like great. It's just that you got big names.
You get things here, bro. This is crazy.
So it was that's like, you know, as a fan of the Japanese voice actors, I was like,
yeah. For me, I just felt like the Japanese voice actors fitted better for the roles.
That's because it's in Japan.
Yeah, maybe.
No, that's not
but like I don't know. I tried the dub and it just didn't seem right. The voices. Just didn't seem like it suited the character.
I get insane. It's been a while.
But yeah.
But well.
But then again, you know, I was like six episodes in when I tried switching, so I was probably used to the Japanese.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about Kotaro-san?
You sure you want to ask me that question?
I mean, that's how it usually goes, right?
Are you prepared?
Gone.
To listen.
Gone.
I think it's kind of. Trash.
This man just blurs out, just blur him out for the rest of the episode.
I mean, he did watch it in one day. He watched it in one day.
10 episodes, one
yeah,
day.
You know what? I can see why he thinks of that.
What do you think?
I thought it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Better than average.
I think.
Not like masterpiece though.
Yeah, it's more of like, this is a hard like anime to watch after I watched Vanitas.
Yeah, after Vanitas, there's nothing that compares to
I mean,
Vanitas,
it's kind of the same thing where it's like, they both have the depressing stories. And
this is not as good.
I know it's not as good. I'm not saying it is. I'm saying it's like funny and also depressing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
it's got its own story,
but it's not good.
Bro, how's it not good?
Do you want me to elaborate?
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, this is the whole point. Again.
So, like, the thing is, right? The whole child.
I'm just gonna mute.
Yeah. You know, you have that child sign in stories a lot, right? You know how it's like an older person taking care of a child. There's a lot of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I want to say it's actually a pretty good genre. It's actually
Barakamon. I like that shit.
Barakamon.
Usagi Dra.
Amamazama.
Just a chat. Just keep talking. Don't
the one with the cooking. I like that one.
It was on Lightning and Thunder.
Yeah.
I didn't like that one.
I like that one.
It was just, I don't like it. I think that's my type of anime I don't like a lot, which is like cooking tutorial.
Yeah.
And that's just it.
Wait, have you seen Shokugeki?
But that's just like showing an aspect
of it. It's like intense. It's like a cooking tutorial.
Oh, yeah. Actually like cooking.
It's like they cook, right? And then they say, oh, it tastes so good.
They step by step.
And it's like, it's just boring. I find it boring. Of course, there's the family aspect, but it's mostly just that.
But the family aspect is better than this. See, because the thing is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is this felt so like kind of how I felt towards what's the anime called? Arakawa Under the Bridge,
mm-hmm.
where it didn't feel grounded.
Are you kidding me? There's like more grounded. No,
because it felt like you had all these adult stories, but then for some reason Kotaro was like the one solving everyone's problems, and he's 5 years old.
It wasn't solving everyone's problems. It was like a support network for everyone.
That's not how I felt. It felt like Kotaro was like, yo, you gotta be more mature. Here's the solution. And I was like, nah, I'm not having enough of this. Because every other sign-in that does like the child kind of stories, the child is the innocent character.
Mm-hmm.
They're the character that like gives you the perspective of a child. Kotaro gives you the perspective of the author being like, yeah, this is how you should like look at shit.
No, it gives you a perspective of a child who's beast.
Who's been traumatized, obviously,
yeah,
right?
Who's like, who's forced situation. To grow up. And he's...
I think he was forced to grow up too fast.
I feel like it would have been more believable if he was like 12
mm-hmm.
or he's something like that. He's 4 years old. But he's 4-5 years old by the end of it, right? It's like, I can't vibe with this.
Yeah, but like the thing is, it's like a common thing, especially in Japan.
Yeah, like, the family.
The whole thing where like... There's a term for it called like Hochiro.
Yeah.
Where it basically means like left alone, Jun left alone. Because Japan's usually a kind of safe place.
Yeah.
I remember when you went to Japan too, right?
Yeah.
You too. When we went there, we'd be like, we wouldn't lock the doors. It'd be a place where you didn't have to lock the doors because you can feel safe.
They can let the children go to school by themselves.
Yes.
There's the whole, there's a TV show where it was like, they send little kids out on their first errand and they're all like, 6 years old.
I know what you're talking about, yeah. That was so sad to me. I don't know why. I found it so sad because like these kids were like going out and they were like fail and the camera would be like, just watching like, bro, come on. It's so depressing. Or maybe because it reminds me of lost days of my youth.
Well, there you go.
I don't know. Maybe that's
That's why you connected with this anime more.
No, it wasn't that.
But it's just like,
I don't know. He's a lonely guy.
I didn't see how this 5 year old is like this. It didn't feel real.
I felt like it was too young.
You could say like the stories are like come from a real place. I think that's a positive from this show is that every character's story felt like it derived from something real that happened to him or someone that he knows. Like the host thing, like the whole scam, even like the hostess that had like an abusive boyfriend.
It's really situational.
You know, I believe this is happening. It's just, I don't enjoy that the 5 year old is the center and everything of this situation.
Yeah, but like,
how would you feel if it was like 10?
Yeah, something like that, right? If it was 10, 12 years old, something like that, a little bit older, I feel like I could vibe with this a little bit more.
Because I feel like he went through way too much as a 4 year old.
Hey, there was some stuff where it's like, as a 5 year old, I'm like, how is he even like carrying like some of these garbage bags and shit. I'm like, that shit looks heavy.
I think because he doesn't have a lot of shit though. It's mostly just tissue. boxes and shit.
Like, he eats that shit, fucking beggar.
And that's the real shit right there too. It's like, cause like, to me, he's acting like he's a grown up, but just cause his view is so like black and white.
Yeah.
I remember when they were going to the grave.
Right? Oh yeah.
That was actually my favorite scene in the whole anime.
That's like last episode, right?
That's literally the last episode. That's literally the last. That's literally the last.
I think it's the last. And he gets mad at Karano, the dude.
Yeah.
For lying.
Because he's like, oh, he lied because he's working as a manga.
Yeah.
But then you understand from here, he had to like use as much time as he can to draw the manga. So he had to like sleep late.
Yeah.
But Kadra's point of view is so like black and white. It's like, no, you just lied. You know, you lied. It's like a stream, right? We can't really see that gray area. Yeah. So he's like childhood, like how he was playing dodgeball with his friends and he couldn't dodge the thing. But if he wanted to dodge, he felt like it wasn't like, he's like, what is it, like fucking dissing his friend. Cause that's how he thought his mom loved him, cause his mom didn't show him any attention, right?
Yeah, it's like.
All his traumatic thing we see, he kind of sees it in just one stream where it's like, oh no, that's how they show love to me.
Right? Yeah.
That's how he views it.
I think the better example is the gloves. Where
dude,
the,
that was like,
the
that
mother was, I shook, only bro. Touched him that wearing shook, gloves. Bro. Cause it was like,
is that a real thing?
That's a real thing.
Yeah. Then, like, I believe it, but at the same time, I don't think it's super common.
No. It's no. Okay. Cause I remember watching this, and I was like, there's this thing called PDP, post traumatic like postpartum depression.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, heard of baby blues?
Yeah.
Where it's like a mom gives birth to a baby and then she gets like depression, basically.
Oh, she doesn't want to touch it.
Like, there's three levels. There's like, you know, mafia.
Uh-huh.
Mafia level 1 versus 100.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Whereas like, there's like, this the baby blues, which is like a mood swings. You got anxiety. Uh-huh.
Got depression. It was kind of hinted that Kotaro's mom was like struggling with like that kind of shit.
And like, but that's like a week or 2 weeks. And then there's another level where it's like, depression. Where it's like that, but times like 100. Like, it's like, you're scared to like touch a kid. You don't feel attached to them. And you don't feel like, oh, you love them. You know what I mean? You can't touch them. You're scared of them. And then there's like psychosis, which is like, you want to like, you're paranoid that people are going to hurt you.
No.
You want to like hurt your baby. You want to like not touch. You want to like, there's like so much like things where it's like, and it's like the, I don't know. I think that's what they're trying to show in the mom. Cause like, there's so like specific situations where like, why would they just not make her like horrible? But then try and make her be like, oh, they can't touch her with the gloves.
Yeah.
They like ignore him. They're like, you know, she cries when Kotaro's eating the curry. It's like, oh, it's just, they're showing like, and then last episode shows like she killed herself. Yeah. That's probably what happened.
She killed herself?
That's my guess.
That's
my
guess as well. Cause like the inheritance that Kotaro's getting is from the mom.
Yeah, it's from the mom. Cause
she put her life insurance under his name, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I'm guessing the reason why she killed herself is because of that.
The dad.
That depressing thing.
Oh, the depressing?
Because, like, it's like 1 in 9 women get it.
Oh.
And it's like, I think with you, I like it because it's like, that's why it's, like, I love anime. Because there's so much shit that gets greenlit. They're like, why is this getting greenlit, though? Yeah. It's kind of dumb. There's so much shit about, like, there's stuff about, like, oh.
You saying because it's bad?
No, because, like, there's so much variety of this stuff that gets lit in Japan.
Okay.
Where like, you know, in the West, it's kind of just like superhero stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
In Japan, it's kind of like, if you have like a niche you like, it's there for you. You can read it, you can watch it, whatever, you know? And it's like interesting because I don't see this covered a lot. That thing, like that depression thing at all. It's like so rare. Cause you know, in, you seen Erased?
Yeah.
You seen Erased?
Yeah.
Usually in anything where it's like, cause she was getting, cause in that show, the mom is abusing the daughter, right?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be like, oh, I hate her. I hate her a lot, cause that's like the easy thing to do.
But she had the same thing.
Yeah, like, it's just easier to depict that way. But there's some in real life. There's problems like they have that depression that no one like sees it, and they don't get treated, for it's too late, basically.
Yeah, now that you bring that up, it makes more sense why the dad would hate Katoro.
It happens in dad as well, the depression thing.
No, but he was like. Dad was like fine with Kotaro. You remember, like him.
Yeah, and then the mom left, and that's when.
And then when the mom killed himself, that's when dad started getting abusive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it might. It's weird because that one might be like a different thing where he just wants to like abuse someone.
Yeah, for me, like, the story didn't make any sense why the dad started abusing him.
But it's like, why, the kid doesn't know why. That's why he's like, not.
I mean, it seems more like it was like neglect as well, rather than like, because like, it wasn't that he was beating Kotaro up, right?
No, he was abusive.
I think he was.
They're saying abusive, but it was more like the Kotaro was starving, you know, neglected. Bubble,
yeah.
But literally eating tissues and everything.
Yeah, but he wasn't being beaten up.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he ever got beaten up. It's more like yelled at and neglected.
Yeah, and it's like
But then it got so bad that they had to take him away from the orphanage.
Yeah.
And they take him away from his home as well.
So the dad tried. So I think like it was abusive. So, or maybe he wasn't able to like take care of Kotaro anymore. So that's why he went to an orphanage. But then Kotaro's dad, I think, was like,
actually, trying to find him.
Like, yeah, like had like a parental instinct in him, was like trying to like take care of him when he couldn't. So it's like, it's one of those struggles where it's like, it's never resolved.
You don't know, right? Because he also like, because it shows flashes of him being a good parent.
Yeah.
Right? When it's like the umbrella thing and then like the rain, whatever. Because he also said like a detective to look for his kid, right? Like he paid all that money to look for his kid, and like there's the brothers.
Yeah.
The older brother with the little siblings where like, then no one came back for them. No one even cared.
The mother left.
Yeah. It's like, but then his dad is trying to look for him. And I don't know if, you don't know if he's trying to just get back like a punching bag, or just he cares in some way. This is really, more gray, I guess.
Yeah, it's like Toradora's dad.
Who's Toradora?
Tiger.
Nah, it's just he's a horrible dad. He's just horrible.
See, how are you going to like say that? But then,
because the way they present this guy, the way they presented it here is more like skewed. Because they show different sides, and the way they show his dad is just
I give Tiger's dad a benefit of the doubt as well.
You know he's horrible?
Who?
Oh, what's horrible?
What?
Toradora.
I respect
him. I'm just saying, Tiger's dad didn't get a restraining order.
Maybe I should rewatch it.
Because Tiger's dad was an abusive.
Yeah.
He was just an asshole.
It was better than being abusive.
I don't know, but some people like that shit.
He had money.
Dang, he did have money. Need.
Yeah, he might want from my own Kotaro for the money then.
Wait, is it abuse? Because he did like stop sending Tiger some money. That did happen.
Yeah.
But back to Kotaro.
Lives alone.
Yeah. Why is he living alone?
Hmm?
What kind of situation were the lawyers like set up with?
Oh, that's common. Like, that's a common thing as well in Japan.
As a 5-year-old?
Yeah, it's in Japan. It's more it's not stretching, but it's like, it happens.
But even with complicated situations, it could happen. That's the thing where I'm saying, like, I find it more believable if it was 10 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
But 5 years old, I'm like, no, he should still be in the orphanage.
It's more like a thing where he matured way too fast.
No, it wasn't that, because his dad found the orphanage where he was at. So he had to, like, move him away somewhere else.
Yeah, but, like, a lot of the relationships he had made him mature a lot quicker than other kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he was able to, like, do all these things by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I find that unbelievable.
I don't know, but I
mean, yeah, it's me too.
That's what I mean by it doesn't feel grounded.
If you think of a 4-year-old,
mm-hmm.
this baby can't even fucking walk yet, I swear to God.
He's walking, bro.
I say most 5-year-olds can't even talk.
Yeah.
He was talking like a samurai.
Yeah, this guy was talking like a old ass man.
Dude, he was talking in such a simple way where I could like not read the subtitles and understand with my limited Japanese.
This guy's flexing, bro.
I mean, that's not really. I could say that too, but you can't prove it, right?
Like I want to say, like the first like 3 episodes, I honestly, what happened?
There's a message.
Stephen Roy.
Oh, you want to mute it? Actually, mute the thing so one like notification.
The first 3 episodes.
Your boy Stephen.
I honestly thought this was like a children's show with how like.
It looks pretty bad.
I didn't like the art animation-wise, but I mean more in the sense of like...
It was pretty bad animation-wise, though.
Yeah, animation and art. Oh, talking about the art. I really liked the detail in the eyes.
Kotaro?
Yeah.
I didn't like the eyes.
He has the weird fucking line thing.
Yeah, and then when he's like feeling good, he has one pupil.
He glimmers up a bit.
When he's feeling ecstatic, it's like 3.
Yeah, glimmers up a bit, yeah.
I like that.
I feel like, to some extent, this might be like self-insert. Kinoro,
the blonde, yeah.
Yeah, he's a mangaka. So do you think like the author modeled him after himself?
I don't think so. Because I don't think he would bother himself to be up to be like a lazy piece of shit.
You never know. You never know, man.
But I was like,
that's because he's lazy with a piece of shit, but he has a heart of gold.
I know he learns to be like that. But every like anime manga thing have a certain set of a mangaka. And there's always the funny thing where they show how they get treated like garbage.
Yeah.
In Gintama, like the author draws himself as a gorilla. And he just chucks shit at like, people.
Yeah.
It's like the funny. But like, that's the thing where it's like, because all these characters, it's about like the, yeah, going through life with like the hard shit, I guess.
Yeah.
All of them kind of like, all of them living together have learned from the hardships and have like a support network. I don't think Gotoro is like solving their problems. He's giving their perspective, and in turn they help. He helps them as well.
He told Mizuki to leave.
Yeah, because he knows. Because he's been through that situation when the abuser won't give up searching for him.
Mizuki,
the blonde,
the hostess,
the pink hair girl,
Miyuki? Orange.
No, isn't it Mizuki?
Isn't it Miyuki?
Maybe he watched it today.
Yeah. Oh, he watched it today.
I watched it today.
But you know, he has bad memories. So I don't know.
Because her host name was Mika, or not Mika, Miku,
wasn't it?
Miki.
He said Mika just said, so I can't. I don't remember. We know who you're talking about. Just
yeah,
not. Yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
The pink chick.
It's fine.
But so she.
I can read subtitles. Yeah.
Look, because the way I see it is that they're trying to show real life situations, right? Because the whole, you know, abusive boyfriend, even like to the point where he's like kind of being a stalker, is common in Japan. I don't want to say common.
It's common everywhere.
It happens in Japan.
It happens everywhere.
No, but stalker shit in Japan apparently is like really, really, really creepy.
Yeah, because like
the law is like does not help you until they lay a hand on you.
Oh shit!
So it's like a thing where like yo, they could bother you all the time, like fucking
be next,
like
next
send to mail to your house, fucking be outside, shit. Whatever. As long, but if they like touch you, then like the law can come in. He punched her. And they said like there wasn't enough evidence,
mm-hmm.
And it's like I could believe that, but then at the same time, if you're afraid of him punching you again, you have people there as well to like you know catch the perpetrator, have the evidence, back up, corroborate stories, and it's like I don't believe it's like yeah the best course of action was just to leave and then like hope he doesn't find me again.
But the thing is, that's Kotaro's advice. Because that's how he dealt with his dad.
And then that's, yeah, and that, I don't like how, because it seems like the author is saying like, yeah, this is probably the best situation because Kotaro has been through this shit and then this is how he solves it.
Yeah, because sometimes in real life, you have to just leave.
Yeah, to avoid shit.
Because they never give up on you.
But I'm saying like, I don't, that's not the right way to, I think, live life.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
What would you know?
Huh?
Because
I follow.
Has Dennis been that way?
I follow my idols.
Right, rappers.
Okay,
Jay-Z. You know what Jay-Z said?
You compare Jay-Z to...
You know what Jay-Z said?
You compare Jay-Z to this girl? To you this common Jay-Z girl?
Said? No, because... What? Because he actually told this very powerful story, right? He was saying in his raps, right? He said this line basically where it was like... Something about like, you don't run away from your problems. You gotta like go towards them, mm-hmm. kind of thing. Like you can't keep avoiding your problems. And then he had a situation where... One of his close friends, like said, like yeah. After years, I finally took advice from you, like that line that you said, and I went to like go meet like his dead mom or something like that at the grave, and he was like saying like yo, if it wasn't like because of what you said, like I wouldn't be able to do that and face it myself, and then Jay-Z said like shit, that's kind of crazy because. He himself hasn't like visited his like I think his dead family. Uncle or dead family.
What's
like
the guy
that,
on
right?
the ground, bro?
And it was like,
I don't know. He just keeps talking. I'm just gonna mute him.
Because he kept running away.
He said running from away problems. From your problems. Miyuki was running away from her problems by not doing anything.
Miyuki's problems is going towards her. Their problems that they passed away.
No, but the problem is that she's running away from the ex, right?
Yes.
What if the ex
taking running away figuratively rather than literally, like. Running away was her not doing anything.
Both situations work here.
Right, okay, so but running away in that situation in Jay-Z would be
much different.
Would be her letting the boyfriend keep taking her money, keep abusing her, and just letting him do whatever. That's running away. Like you're running away from your problems because you're letting it happen. And then her actually dealing with it is her facing the problem.
Her dealing with it is going away.
No, her dealing with it was breaking up with him.
And then
leaving so that he can't fucking find her.
No, but the thing is, right, is she could stay there and then just get the fucking boyfriend to get jailed. But then Kotaro was
but then he would was come, like saying like he was oh, come out he, again and do no, the same thing.
Kotaro's whole thing, right, was oh, you still hold love for him a little bit. That's why you don't want things to escalate to that. And then that's why I'm like, that's some terrible advice. It should escalate to that. You shouldn't excuse terrible behavior like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you truly like him, you should fucking send him to prison because he needs to learn.
But then he comes out and does the same thing again.
Then he goes back.
You can't do that forever.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. You go out and then you just do the same thing over again and she's just looking over her shoulder the whole time.
If he does that, right, keeps going back from being sent to prison stuff, he's going to do the same thing when she leaves to like another place.
But she doesn't know where he is.
Right. Kotaro's dad hired an investigator to find Kotaro. I'm sure it's not that hard to do it again.
I mean, it's not that hard to find one little kid that's living by himself mm-hmm. rather than an old-ass woman that's living by herself.
She's pretty hot.
But how many fucking old-ass women are living by themselves?
Hey. Call me.
And then there's one four-year-old kid living by himself. It's so easy to find a four-year-old kid.
Did they say how the investigator found that information?
He's just that good.
Be like, oh, where's the little kid that's 4 years old? Like, there's a 4 year old kid that's renting a house. Oh, this kid? Oh, yeah, let's go check him out.
And is it really?
I don't think it's impossible to find out where a person is.
Mm-hmm. How would you know?
Well, like,
are you a detective?
Well, I'm saying.
JC put out a story?
Yeah.
Tell me a JC story.
I'm telling you, bro.
JC found his daughter. One time.
Oh my god.
I'm just saying, I don't like that resolution. I don't think it's a good resolution.
Yeah, that's real life though. That's real life though. You can't fucking, there's no perfect resolution.
The perfect solution
I didn't like that
is
resolution either.
You fucking send him to jail because he deserves it.
Yeah, I know I'm saying that, but I'm saying he would just come out again.
Or you fucking teach him a lesson. Be like, yo, that's not how you're supposed to behave.
Like, who says
treat
that?
Women better.
Who says that?
Huh?
Does a girl say that to him?
Anyone.
No, he's just saying.
If you really want like a good way to develop that, it's he needs to learn how to treat women better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you would say, right? But the thing is, all they're just saying is like, oh, there's problematic people here. Yeah, just run away from them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole thing in like Toradora also did it with their stalker, right? Where the
trash.
The fucking photographer kept taking pictures of the girl, right? Mm-hmm. And then she was always afraid. But then Tiger, he had the fucking the balls to say, shut the fuck up, get the fuck out of my face, I'll beat the fuck out of you. Until he fucking.
But in real life, she'll probably get beat up because she's a little girl.
That's why you get a man to do it.
Alright, but in Japan, if you touch them, you're going to jail.
You have proof?
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn, Japan sucks, huh?
Be like that.
If you have proof.
But, well, like, it's more of like, you know, if you can prove that you two were together. And then you left the altercation with a bruise. Then it's like, okay, it's pretty obvious that the boyfriend hit her.
But is it? Dude?
But then like, it was probably a thing where it was like 2-3 days later. You can't just like go to the police and be like, oh yeah, my boyfriend did this. It's like 2-3 days later that maybe the bruise is gone or whatever.
Rafael,
like, you can't corroborate stories. So it's like that's what I'm thinking.
Did you watch the Amber Heard trial?
No, I didn't.
Oh shit! This guy knows shit all then.
Now JC though,
it's whatever.
Yeah, but I'm saying
too long
like,
to explain.
Like what they're saying with the evidence thing, I'm thinking it's just like they didn't have evidence of him punching her that night. But you know, there's a bunch of other shit they corroborate with like the neighbors knowing about the abusive boyfriend, the text messages and whatever. It's like,
but has the boyfriend has never like appeared in the apartment, right?
I think he's only been outside.
It was the first episode, wasn't it?
No.
It was
first
never...
episode is when she gets a text message.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the text message.
And then he appears outside her apartment.
Yeah, he never appeared on screen though, right?
Yeah, never.
But see, that's the thing where it's like, no one can corroborate that. Even text messages are like, you can't fucking, that's not like hard enough evidence of anything really.
But yeah, it is.
Text messages are
He was asking for money every time.
Yeah, but then asking money is not a crime.
I mean, the thing but is, the whole thing is like,
it can be like,
it might not be good enough evidence to send him to jail or whatever, but you could maybe do a restraining order or something like that.
Did they do it?
Did they do what?
Restraining order?
The chick, no, she just dumped him and then left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's literally what she
did. And I'm saying I don't like that resolution.
Yeah, I didn't like it either because she left.
Yeah, like her character.
I want to see more.
Yeah, she was kind of hot.
Yeah, but it's like the thing of it was like. But it's coming from a kid. So I understand why, but it's like it's coming from a kid then, who knows only one way.
To me, that's the worst part of the story for me is that it came from the kid.
Yeah, and the kid like.
I think it's more like she agreed. It's not like she was like taking the advice. It's more like she thought of leaving as well.
Well, she said that like, oh yeah, I called the police like thingy asked, but then they said they couldn't do anything.
Oh, I don't remember that part.
So that's the thing too. Is like she couldn't like go like rely on the police. She's like, I just gotta leave. Yeah, so then
she should have relied on the Yakuza to beat him up.
Yeah, he did say he was gonna.
Like, I was like, yo, I'm with that storyline, bro. That sounds.
She
sick.
Stays, and then like the but boyfriend like, comes.
But like, I understand it because but, what they're trying to do in this story is like
show that Katara
have
like
that realism. Not Katara. I feel like they're trying to show a lot of.
Because that's the thing where it's like.
And the author, I think, had the situation happen before, and this is what happened. So they were like, "Yeah, this is the best course of action." I don't think it's the best.
He's saying is the best course is one of the actions they can take, is what how they took it. I don't think it's the best course. It's not. It's like it's showing that it's really messy. There's not a best solution in this in real life, you know.
And yeah, showing I guess that's the thing, right? That's what I'm trying to say. It's like.
Yeah, it's realism.
You're saying like it's realism, but the way they present it makes it seem like it was their best course of action.
I don't know. That's not how I saw it.
It was the whole thing where Katara was like, this is what you have to do. I know you love him, but you don't want things to escalate. Like, you have to leave.
And that's the thing that he learns too when everyone like tries to give him advice. Because his view is so skewed in black and white. But it's like, that's not the best solution at all. So he learns to better himself, Katara. In the end,
his views are what his experience, though. That's what.
Yeah, but like, and the whole thing I'm saying is that in this specific situation, it seemed like the author was trying to show that, like, oh, the blonde guy had this idea, Yakuza had this idea, but this idea is middle of the road, which is perfect for Mizuki. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, because you don't agree, it doesn't mean like it's not, you know, because it's not wrong or right. It's just like it's one of the solutions that can happen. I think that's what he's trying to do. Because a lot of shows would, like, you know, in another show, the Yakuza would beat him up, right?
Yeah.
And she would be on for the rest of the series. But it's one of the sad things where, like, oh, sometimes this has to happen. She has to leave.
Yeah. Like, they're trying to show realism, mm-hmm. which I don't like. I'm watching anime for, like, fantasy, bro. Like, fuck.
You don't put your whole anime into just fantasy. But yes.
Can I watch my power fantasy already? Can I watch Solo Leveling?
This is why anime is looked down upon, alright? God damn. How can I explain to my parents I watch this stuff? How do I make it look creepy?
Yeah, you like watching 5-year-olds bathe?
Yes. That's a common thing. Just people just going around in that thing.
I don't think you would see a 5-year-old on his own go to a bathhouse.
That's why he went with him. So I mean,
yeah, because he took the initiative. Yeah. And was like, yeah, it's probably not a good idea for a 5-year-old to go.
He watched
himself.
The news, and the news said a kid that's like, oh fuck, you're right. I'm probably gonna go, bro.
Which is terrible because you should think in your head like, yeah, a 5-year-old should not go to a bathhouse by himself.
And that's why he learns. That's his growth thing.
But Kotaro didn't learn. He probably still thinks he'll be all right.
Yeah, because that's but then yeah, in the beginning, fast it goes on.
You gotta think he's still immature.
Yeah, that's why there's so much moments of him being like a kid, but him trying to be like, no, I'm a samurai.
The things that he's experienced. So he doesn't know that going to a bathhouse.
How much time does the 10 episodes span over? Like, I'm
I think
like
5. He's 5-year-old by the end, I think.
Yeah. Really?
That's why I think. I don't know.
Well, they had the birthday.
Yeah, so probably 5 years old, yeah?
So like in my head, I feel like it's been like,
basically, a year. Maybe like a year.
Maybe half a year.
2 years. Half a year, 6 months. 2 years, I don't know.
Because the birthday happened in like episode 5, 6, no? I don't
know. It might be, honestly.
It might be like...
I don't know. I don't think it's impossible.
It might be like half
like
a year. Because
the time was like skipped a lot.
Under a year, probably under a year.
Like a new tenant that came in.
All I'm saying is...
Probably under a year.
You're saying he has this growth, but from episode 1 to episode 10, he's still basically the same character.
Kind of, but he learns to be more vulnerable.
More, but it's like small lessons. But then I don't really see it in him. It's more like there's more people in his life now.
Yeah, a support system, a proper one where he can like rely on them. Because everyone who tries to be nice to him be like, that's weird, bro. Why are you being nice?
I think that's another thing where like I found the anime not being feel grounded was that like the first like 5 episodes, there was a lot of scenes where he would be like doing something and then talk to strangers and all the strangers are like into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm like, I'm not vibing with this.
Really? I feel like strangers would do that if you found a 5-year-old by himself.
Like a 5-year-old, like trying to make comfort them. A bento thing.
Yeah.
Well, there was like a bunch of other situations like that, right? I understand it in like other cute stories, like Yotsuba, right? But like, you know, a child has like that charismatic innocence or whatever, and like all the adults kind of fawn over them. But in here, when they're also depicting realism, when they try to mesh that together, to me, it doesn't fit right.
Mm.
I feel like that could happen in real life.
Because like,
I'm not saying it's impossible, but to the extent of what they show here, I don't believe it.
To me, it's like, the reason why people kind of fawn over him because he speaks weirdly. Yeah, because he's inspired by the TV guy. The guy in the anime he watches, right? As a kid. The samurai man, whatever. So he speaks like a, oh, Sir Kanorono, whatever. But then he would just, but then he would slip. You see him slipping, being like a kid again. And like, especially the one when he's on the street and he's like performing the anime thing.
Yeah.
For the people. And like, he would pay them like 10 yen, I think.
Yeah.
Just so you see them smile.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, that's cute. Then he just, then you see why he's like that. Because his mom smiled one time. Yeah. At him when he's a kid, I was like,
and he's paying for the smile.
He's paying for it. Like, damn, dude, that's fucking weird. Sad, that's crazy. Bro. Sad, bro.
How does a 5-year-old have that thought process?
What?
I don't believe it.
He saw his mom smile
when he was 2 years old. Then, right?
Yeah, but then he'd be again. Oh, I didn't.
How do you have any? I don't have any memories when I was 2 years old.
He's like five. He's five. He's like four. Though,
so you don't know.
He's like, four then.
I feel like I didn't have any memories when I was 5 either.
Yeah, but that's like 2. That's like 2 years span. It's like he knows, he remembers shit.
That's why I'm saying.
Why if he remembers why he makes his mom smile? It's just one thing. Because she never smiles at all.
I don't believe it.
No.
I was like, I didn't really laugh in the show either. It wasn't really anything that funny.
Yeah, I don't remember laughing either.
Yeah, I found it funny.
Like I enjoyed the more, like, you know, darker stories, you know, than I did the comedy, if that makes sense.
I like that it had both, like, the levity in it.
I feel like you're putting the age into your mind too much.
Yeah,
for me, I can't. That's probably why you don't enjoy it as much.
Well, what's the word? Suspend your
disbelief.
Yeah.
Like, suspend your disbelief. Yes.
Wait, is that the saying?
Yeah, suspend your disbelief.
I have no idea what you guys are saying.
Suspend your something, whatever it is. Right? It's like, I couldn't get that out of my head that this is a 5-year-old and he's like this.
Yeah, that's probably why you didn't enjoy it as much.
I'm the usual one saying that stuff, and you're the one defending it. But now it's like reverse for some reason. I was like, what?
Because you found this shit cute. I didn't find it cute.
I didn't find it cute.
You were just saying like,
I said it's funny. Levity. It had levity in it. It's like, it mixed. It's like, it reminds me of the Jet Onizuka. You seen GTO?
Yeah.
Okay. How Onizuka acts like retarded, but he balances off with like those moments of like, damn, dude, that's kind of crazy. They're smart moments.
But like, see, that's the thing here is that the like sort of goofy things that you would laugh at, I wasn't laughing at, and the serious moments where he has like this like kind of like
a glimpse into his past,
like a sort of like way of living, right? I say that. I don't know how to explain it. Like his thought process or whatever, right? That's like really
to his why he's the way he is.
Like the interesting part,
the way he is.
I didn't find that interesting from Kotaro either. So it's like,
what's that? Dub it in and be like, are you watching Kotaro Lives Alone? I seen the anime too. So you just didn't vibe with the anime at all?
I didn't. Which is funny because it's like, you would think this is the anime I would like.
No.
No?
Clearly not.
You're just saying that now.
Maybe he needs JC life lessons.
JC.
That doesn't really apply to his situation. JC. But he just says it anyway.
JC, not Z.
Maybe Ikotaro went to his dead mom's grave, which he didn't know was dead. I was like kind of sad. I was like, what?
Well, you knew the mom was dead beforehand.
Yeah, you did.
You just
did. We did, but he didn't.
He still doesn't.
You know what I mean? It kind of confirmed it by the last episode. Like, oh, she's actually gone.
Wait, what?
No, but we knew.
We knew, but he didn't. No one else knew.
Only, Kanorono, wrong guy, right? I think he had like a suspicion, but he didn't know. Yeah. If that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah. The only people that knew were the law firm.
The child services.
The child services.
He gives them money like once.
I want to guess that the investigator probably knew as well.
Maybe. And yeah, probably the husband told him.
Yeah, but then it's like what made that scene so cool to me was like the whole thing of like he was just standing there blocking the name.
He's like, hey. Hey, baby, you been around, bro?
Like, because it's one of those moments where it's like, oh no, that's a cool anime moment.
Yeah, I really like that moment too.
Like to me,
and then he says
that raised
to me though, it made less sense that he would stand there and try to like act weird. Though it was cool.
Yeah,
but
Makoto was like, oh, that's just how you are, bro. You know?
Yeah, Kato was like, that's like questioning him why he's standing there and all that. It's like he's just making it more obvious that he's trying to hide something.
But maybe Kotaro already knows.
So that's why I thought there would be a season two where Kotaro actually like.
I don't think there's a lot to adapt right now.
Yeah, I know. It's only 9 volumes. Yeah, I know.
But and then there's also a thing where he's like, oh, every time you go visit your mom, please let me go along.
Maybe an OVA?
Maybe.
I don't think Netflix does that though.
Well, like if they did like a fucking, it was like half an episode they spent at the graveyard or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like a live action as well.
If they spend so much time on that, I feel like they're setting it up where he's never going to know.
Would you have told him?
Would
you have told him?
No, I wouldn't.
Kotaro's character, I would.
Mm-hmm.
A 5-year-old, they wouldn't even ask the question. So, like, I don't need to think.
Jay-Z, bro.
It's
Jay-Z. Jay-Z would told him. Jay-Z would tell Kotaro, don't run away from your problems, Kotaro. Visit your mom's grave. Then, wait, my mom's dead? Kotaro says.
Yeah.
And then Kotaro just dies.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have told him?
Hmm?
Would you have told him?
Hmm, that's hard, right? It's because like this, the hard part was what he said afterwards was like, oh, you never lie to me, Kenro. You always keep your word.
Yeah.
Because he's like, would I meet my mom again? He's like, maybe.
He's like, sorry, Kotaro, I gotta lie to you.
And Kotaro's like, you always keep your word, bro. I was like, damn, that's sad.
Yeah,
you trusted him, bro.
And it was right after when he said, I'll never lie to you.
Yeah, because that's the part where his ex comes in back, right?
No, it was like,
no, like in episode, I think 9 or 8, whatever it was.
8, 9, yeah, around there.
Because his ex comes back and yeah. She.
What's her name? It was like Nita or Nina, something like that.
Yeah.
And like, because she still thinks he's the same kind of like lazy guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
But then he's like trying to balance his manga work because he's finally like adapted, getting like serialized,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so Kataro brought life into his manga as well.
Honestly, I liked what she was trying to do as well, but like they were kind of painting it like it was fucking up his vibe.
Who?
Because like, you know how she like started like taking him to the bathhouse, taking him to and from school, and then like
helping Karina out.
And, yeah, and the guy was like still like, nah, this is like my schedule. I have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, but like, if you like work on your manga, your career and stuff, like, you know, it's things would work out better.
No, but the thing is, that's his problem in the past where he would just work on his manga.
Yeah.
And not care about his relationships.
Kataro brought life into his manga. That's what like the story kind of showed. Because like his manga was flopping. And then as soon as Kataro came into his life,
he started having a perspective.
There's not too, but then the editor even said something like,
I'm hard on him because I know he can do it.
He has like good like story structure and all that kind of stuff.
But he's just lazy.
He just sucks at art.
Yeah. And those are like lazy asshole as well.
And I think that was like, he said like, it's about like, oh, you should draw your women and children cuter.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. So it's like, you know, in my eyes, it's like, the fact that this 5-year-old just solved all his problems, I don't believe it.
He didn't solve it like, just like that. He just gave him a perspective, yeah.
What perspective? From his years old wisdom?
Yeah, for him, just him being like, caring about Kotaro. And him like, okay, I gotta him take being, care of him.
Being a father now.
Yeah, father figure.
I don't know. Maybe it's the way that he did it. I didn't vibe with it.
You know, I mean, maybe Jay-Z wrote it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Jay-Z exactly. Being rapping like, a gay guy. Go meet your father in the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Don't run away from your problems.
Yeah.
But it's a different situation.
Yeah, so Katari's gotta face his father and get beat up.
We don't know that the father beats people up.
We didn't know that Jay-Z beats people up. Old Jay-Z.
We know he's
old Jay-Z did
we know he cheated on his wife.
Yeah, old Jay-Z did that. I remember it was in the elevator.
They have been a bunch. Oh, it's his wife's sister.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Oh, that's old Jay-Z. That's like 1.0 Jay-Z right there, dude.
No, but honestly, like
let's just talk about Jay-Z, you know.
You're bringing it up.
It's just funny. You pulled it up for some reason.
Katara lives with Jay-Z.
I'll watch that.
That'd be wild. That'd be like those like anime X collabs on like YouTube where they like fucking do like rap music with anime. It's like, what's going on here? I like
it. I mean, you got Travis Scott and Goku in Fortnite.
I don't think that's the collab though. That's just like getting Fortnite being like a whore. You got them stuck.
When's anime arc gonna collab with Fortnite?
No.
Honestly, we've talked more than I thought we would about this anime. I thought we were just gonna talk for like 20 minutes and then I'll be like, yeah.
I have more to say. Do you want anything else to say?
I can just go on what you say.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Yeah, Michael. Go ahead, Michael.
The one who watched it like the beginning of the year.
Bro, I don't like this anime. I made it perfectly clear.
Yeah, go on.
He doesn't need to get his eye checked, I think, you know.
He needs to get his Japanese right.
Because all the situations that I'm watching through the series are so like specific. It kind of like just hits you out of nowhere. It's like, what? What do you say? Like the part where he because at the beginning of the series, he's giving out tissue boxes, right?
Oh, yeah.
To his neighbors.
Yeah.
And usually in like the cliche in Japan, it's like you give these treats
from the market. To your
like,
neighbors.
The neighbors. Like, oh, you go like upstairs and downstairs, give them treat. But he gives them tissue boxes for some reason. I'm like, huh? Why does he do that? Is it COVID? But then later on you find out, right, that
he eats them
and he knows all about tissues, like which one tastes the best.
Yeah,
he buys the best tasting ones, right? And it's a thing where it doesn't like, it just makes you stuffed. It doesn't actually give you anything. And that's like a thing where I think like models do that in real life too. It's so impossible to become that skinny unless you're doing something fucked up.
Yeah.
And they say they would like eat tissue paper, do like wet tissue paper
to feel full,
so they don't eat anything else.
Oh, damn.
It's like not nutritionally, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then you see Carter be like, you gotta get this box, man. This is the real shit. It's like, well, what are you talking about? And then he watches a TV, a commercial again, Kaniro. He's like, oh, that's why.
Was it a news or was it TV?
It was like,
it looked like a drama or something.
No, I remember it's like one of those street interviews.
Oh, and then it was like that. Someone was talking about eating tissues as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's being where like, they were like, because they wet it.
And they say it, like, it tasted sweet.
Say it's sweet because it's like, because I remember like laughing because I remember going back in the arts. Because it reminded me of when we were in school. When we were in school, right? And
maybe this is why you enjoyed it. Like, how are you laughing at this shit?
I didn't laugh at that because it reminded me of like a memory in school where like, I remember, oh, you guys don't know him because you weren't here that year.
Gone.
But there'd be people, the guys that just eat like rubbers. You know? There's people who eat like rubbers. It'd be like, it's because there's a guy called Dominic Cole Pepperoni.
Oh, yeah.
We know him.
You know him?
Yeah, okay. We remember him.
Yeah, and then there'd be a thing where like, we would do these challenges of like, I bet you can't eat that, bro. And oh, yeah. He eats a fucking rubber that's been used. And you're like, la, la, la. Right. And so like, they eat like paper and shit like that. I mean, yeah, that's funny.
I remember someone eating paper.
Yeah. And being like, and then there's times where like, I remember like in Georgia, like stabbing Alicia through the hand with like a pencil lead and shit like that. I was like, it's just wild. And I remember like, oh damn, this is not as funny as more seeing Kotaro just fucking eating tissues because he's fucking starving himself, basically.
Why would it be funny?
How would that be funny? Even after
that. It made that memory of that in school like less funny because of what I saw in anime. That's what I'm saying.
But you said it made you laugh.
It made me laugh, but like, and then I watched more. I was like, oh, that's kind of depressing. Actually,
I mean, I will say like, when they did the whole tissue thing at the start, my theory was that like, because they let it off with when they introduced Mizuki, they're like she was crying, and then it's like, oh, maybe he cries a lot. That's why he keeps buying tissues.
Mm-hmm. Nah, then, but the first tissue boxes was like a welcoming gift to everyone.
Well, yeah. Then my idea was that like he cries a lot, so he's like, yeah. Everyone needs some tissues.
That'd be stupid.
What do you mean that's stupid?
That's pretty dumb.
That's heartwarming.
I didn't think of that. I just thought like he was just giving like gifts out to everyone.
Because it's cheapest to give.
Because it's cheap. Yeah,
it's cheapest. It like it reminded me of like everyone's like, oh, you bring a tissue box to school, everyone, so we all share it.
Did we do that?
We never did. No, but they told us to do that, but we never did that.
I don't remember.
I think I did it for like the first year, and then I saw that like a lot of people didn't, and I was like, I don't need to do this.
I think I remember.
Just bring your own. Bring the like one in the paper, the plastic.
I remember Mr. Yeah, Banting what... would like hide some in like the shelves of a fucking classroom. And then like other students knew, and they would be like, yo, we don't have any tissues. You're like, you got the hookup.
Yeah, because that's the in the anime. Because in anime, the other kids were like, "Oh, do you have this cool pocket tissue? Mine's so cute. Mine's so cool." Yeah. And he's like, "What are you guys talking about? You can't eat that shit." And you go like buy the premium boxes, right?
Yeah.
But I remember in school, the reason why we stopped bringing it because I think the kids would just eat it.
What? No, we didn't. We just didn't bring it because it would go.
Who the fuck's eating tissue?
No, you guys were in my school at the beginning.
Ah.
You know, we were in primary school. Yeah, we would be just playing. We just fucking make a mess of it. And shit like that. So we stopped bringing it because it would like, be too much of a mess to clean up, basically.
And you guys like, are fucked.
Yeah, so it was like, it was just too much of a mess.
That's different from Kotaro, who's supposed to be super mature.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. He eats it instead.
The man's just like cold. Trauma, cunt.
Wait, physical? Nah. Cold? Like figuratively cold?
Yeah, literally cold. Yeah, literally cold.
Both, I guess. I bet Jay-Z didn't eat tissues because he was rich.
What the fuck? No,
I mean, he might have. He was poor. Like,
he was poor at the start, I swear.
I bet Jay-Z would love this anime.
I reckon Kanye was eating tissues.
Huh?
Kanye
does seem like the person to eat tissues, even when he's rich.
Kanye's like cope, bro, you know?
Cope.
What happened to Kanye? How is going on? I keep hearing weird stuff about him.
He's gone full Bible.
He's trolling Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Have you seen that Instagram post?
Dude, is that real?
That's real.
I've seen those things. I've seen those YouTube thumbnails of like Will Smith confronts blood. And like, it's always the thing where it's like, oh, his face here. And the thing is like a recording filter. It's like, that looks so fake. I don't know what look this shit. But is that real? Where he's like confronting him on Instagram or some shit?
Pete Davidson? Yeah.
What did he say?
Well, like, there was, so basically Pete Davidson and Kim broke up.
Yeah, no, that.
After whatever. And then,
wait, they broke up? I didn't know that.
And then as soon as that happened, Kanye posted like a newspaper that's like been photoshopped, and it was like Pete Davidson dead at 20 or whatever his age was.
What?
And then the bottom caption was Kid Cudi would perform at the funeral, but he's afraid of water bottles being thrown at him. And that's because
have you seen that? Kid Cudi was getting
water bottles thrown at him.
Kid Cudi replaced Kanye at the concert.
That's Kid Cudi's fault. What the fuck?
No, but Kanye's just trolling, and it's kind of hilarious.
It is, but that's kind of like petty in a way.
Kanye and Cudi like friends. So that's the whole thing, right?
The whole thing was Kid Cudi was supportive of Pete Davidson.
Ah.
And then Kanye's like, bro, what the fuck? I thought you were my mans. And then Kid Cudi was like, nah, bro, you're the one wilding out.
It was winding out though, that's the thing.
But like, it leading to this post is hilarious. Like, I'm laughing.
It's funny, but it's kind of pathetic. He's like, dude, you're also lost though too. What are you acting up, bro?
Yeah, but he's also a billionaire, so like, does anything ever matter?
And it doesn't matter you have love.
Yeah, love is...
You can't buy money.
You need money.
You can't buy love with money.
Tell that to Notch, bro.
Who?
Notch? Minecraft?
It's all Minecraft, bro.
What do you mean?
He's a billionaire, but he lives alone in his mansion.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
nothing all day.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Well, how do you know that? Are you friends
Money
with
can't
him?
Buy love, man.
He said it himself. He's like, dude, I have nothing to do. I just do parties, but it's like so lonely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you his friend?
Yes. I used to play Minecraft. I was the originaler. I was the tester. And I told him, it's trash. It's never going to make anything.
Yeah, I was back there.
Prove me wrong.
With the Minecraft beta, bro.
That game was pretty good back then.
I remember when the first release came out, and then I don't remember what happened afterwards. Like, the game's on like 1.16 or something now.
There's like different variations, like Minecraft story mode, Minecraft like
dungeons,
Dota,
Dungeons and Dragons,
Minecraft dungeons, the first person shooter,
BDSM Minecraft.
Yeah, back to Kotaro.
He talks about fucking realism in his child.
You want to explain anymore?
It's been what do you remember? Because that's been like a long time for me.
What do I remember? I remember the whole thing.
You tell me.
Yeah.
Let me work it for you this time.
What do you want to hear?
Tell me what moments kind of made you go, wow, sad.
Any characters you enjoyed?
Oh yeah, the fucking Yagisa, right? The dad.
I didn't like him that much.
He was fine, but like his whole thing of how he wanted to like you know, be affectionate with Kotaro because he has his own kid, but his wife wouldn't let him see him because his wife is like a bitch, whatever.
Oh, actually, I really liked the dad when the kid came.
Yeah, because it's like a different, like a different like view of affection, and love, right? Where he's like, I want to hug him as well, but I want to teach him you can't break the rules, bro.
Oh, yeah. And I like that scene. I like how it was.
It's like Kotaro said, like no, like what the fuck do you mean? Like, but then he's like, no, the adult's talking here. He has his reasons. And I'm like, yeah, that's right, Kotaro, shut the fuck up, bitch. You don't have the answers.
Why is he so
aggro? You don't have the answers, Sway. Do you get it? Do you get it, Tony?
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. The whole anime.
The Medici family.
This is what I mean. The whole anime is him also learning as well. That his views isn't always like the best view. Yeah. He's learning to be like, even like, you know, because like, you see him cry, he'd be like, I love him, bro. I can't make him break the rules. And she's like, damn, dude. Yeah, I can say dad. That's cool, bro. For his name, but yeah, he's fucking. That's cool as shit. It's also the Yeah, what else do you remember?
I really like the start of the anime.
When
it made me cry a bit.
Oh yeah, fucking. He goes in the apartment. He tries to go home a little bit. Kanra always follows him around and shit.
Not that part. More like when like it revealed like what his situation was.
Yeah,
where, like his mom was like dead.
Neglect. Yeah, I mean he doesn't know that, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. But like when we realized he was dead, or she was dead.
Is it the one where the gets visits from the
this child support?
The GoFundMe support.
Yeah, GoFundMe. Yeah, that one.
Set a link.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
And like he, because there's a new one taking over, right? She's a new one.
Yeah.
That takes over.
Yeah.
And she go and then
she learns that he's living by himself because it's her mom or his mom's
inheritance.
Yeah.
Life insurance. And he gives like a song and dance, right? He gives like a present.
And then he gets a drunk.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
and she starts like crying. And
bringing... Okay, so that's when I cried as well. Because I was like,
that's insane.
When he got a drunk, he knew that she was vulnerable.
Yeah, she was like asking questions, right? Yeah. He was asking questions. He was
asking questions and questions and questions. And then when it came to the, so who's actually giving me this money?
Who's doing it, bro?
She
didn't tell him, right?
Yeah, she didn't tell him.
I was like damn, dude, that's a fucking IQ move right there.
Damn.
And I was like, that's the thing where it's like, and then he. And then he fucking, but you find out like his mom, right?
Yeah.
And he doesn't, cause you don't know who. And he just still doesn't know.
He still doesn't. Yeah.
And that's so fucking sad.
Yeah.
Cause she's like, I can't fucking tell him, bro. Yeah. Cause no one can know this.
Yeah.
And even when like I like when they meet his friends from the orphanage.
Oh yeah, I like the star guy.
The blonde guy or
the fashion guy.
Fashion guy? No.
Oh, the one who looks at the...
fashion guy was a clothes guy, but then I'm talking about the one that...
Who looks at the stars of them?
Oh, okay, yeah.
They meet because, yeah, because they're friends in the orphanage, right?
Yeah.
All Freedom?
Clothes guy's a different whole guy.
All Freedom. The blonde, the...
You know what I like? I like all the characters that weren't the main cast.
The ones that come in and out, right?
Yeah.
Of the past, yeah.
I like all of them.
If I can...
Like the clothes guy was cool.
And they're all like very close and friend.
Talking about the clothes guy, his shirt...
He always Kami?
Kami, God.
Yeah, that's
always wears that shirt because clothes guy gave it to him.
Oh yeah, because yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing I read up upon when in Japan when like kids just go to like neighbors, strangers' houses.
Yeah,
and just open the door and ask them to like get fed because they're neglected at home.
Yeah,
so they feel like they need the companionship from people. Damn. And then family wouldn't do it, so they go to strangers' houses, be like. Hi,
that's actually very similar to the projects in America. Hmm? They would rap about it in their songs.
What's that? Is that
the projects is like
the Australian TV news channel?
Ghostface Killer said it in a song.
Oh, yeah, I'm reading that.
Yeah.
So did Roddy Ricch.
He had to go to his neighbor's house because his parents didn't have any food. So he would go to his parents for like bread.
Yeah, I
remember. You mean his neighbors for bread? He said his parents.
Shut up, just shut up, bro.
He said,
remember, right, bro?
Right, he said he
goes to his parents for food, which is normal.
His parents doesn't have food, so he goes to his parents for bread.
Just shut up, bro. He's mad. He's talking about, he's going around about Jay-Z again for some reason. I don't know.
What do you mean? Ghostface Killer's not Jay-Z. That's racist.
That's racist.
That's rapperist.
Can you prove me wrong?
Yes, I can.
Are you friends with him?
Yeah.
Nah, you're not. He's not.
Oh, Ghostface Killah is the one with the mask, right?
No.
That in
who's the one with the mask?
That's Doom.
Doom.
MF Doom. Doom.
MF Doom. I don't know these rappers.
I'm Ghostface.
It's from Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also from Scream. I guess he has a mask.
Scream?
Ghostface.
You know that Scream mask?
The white and the black cloak.
Ah, I thought you were talking about the rock band. Is that not a rock band? Am I wrong?
I mean, there might be.
Wait, hold on. Let me...
We're too much in common. Yeah. Too much in common.
But, so yeah.
Fucking yeah, wait, set you up, Tony.
There's guys with the white face. I'm talking, you know,
A Kiss.
Kiss.
Why does I fucking think Scream?
I don't know.
Uncultured swine.
So, yeah, I'm actually uncultured in music.
Swine.
You know, I actually didn't start listening to music until like high school.
I think that's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why the only music I listen to is like Kanye. Or rappers.
I grew up with music, but I didn't listen to music, if that makes sense, you know? Like, it would be playing. And I'll enjoy it, but I'm not like fucking following an artist.
Yeah, I don't.
Until like high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't listen to any music at all. I mean, it was there. I didn't give a fuck about it until high school.
Yeah. Yeah. The reason I got into like music was because I was seeing anime bangers.
Fucking weeb.
And I'd be like, yo, anime music though, it's crazy.
Oh, I mean, I guess you could say I did fucking replay the Code Geass theme like infinite. Yeah, as a kid.
Fuck up.
Really?
Even best.
I haven't watched. Oh, you know what? School Rumble themes are pretty good.
I would play Naruto themes back to back as a kid. I would play.
I didn't even play Naruto themes back to back. I only played School Rumble.
I would sing along. Really?
Which one?
All of them.
You know, do you guys listen to Joji?
Nah.
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you know Give Me Love?
No.
Oh, fuck. Okay, never mind.
He has a lot of those, some romantic songs. So.
No, I'm talking like School Rumble has like the.
Yeah,
that one.
The first opening.
Yeah. It's like, it reminds me of Give Me Love.
Does he have, is it upbeat?
No, it's like the same, like.
Maybe he sampled it.
I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe.
But, anyway, Katari.
I remember because
I didn't listen to any of the openings or EDs.
Yeah, I didn't either until like the last episode.
Yeah. It was fine. It wasn't really that crazy.
It wasn't that good, yeah.
But, like, I remember because, the blonde, the host guy, right?
Yeah.
He comes in and he's like, yo, Qatar, give me money.
I need to buy a house.
And we can live together and shit.
Yeah.
And the adults be like that. He's kind of sus though, right? Yeah. Everyone's trying to stop him from like scam him and confront him. But Qatar already knows about it because that's his friend and he trusts him.
Yeah.
And it gives us the flashback thing when like, was it?
The wallet.
The wallet, right? In the orphanage?
Yeah.
Did he steal it that time? Or did someone else did it?
I think someone else did.
I mean, they said that, like, they revealed that he wasn't the perpetrator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, you assume that he didn't.
So Katara knows that he's, like, deep down really good.
Yeah, you just know that he was shoplifting, mm-hmm. but he wouldn't steal from his friends. Back then, at least.
In the orphanage?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the thing where, like, and, like, the moment where he's like, oh, fuck, you're right, bro. You believed in me and shit like that. It's, like, so, like, sad.
Yeah.
Because that's his only friends from the orphanage from back then.
Yeah.
But just two older people.
I mean, you could say all of them are his friends. I don't know. We don't really know. We just know that those three were really, really close.
Because they lived in like the same bunker, I think.
And they were also like more like soulmates, I guess.
Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. And I think like, remember just like a lot of just like, it's a lot of situation stuff as well.
Yeah.
I mean, like he interacts with like, especially like the friend he makes. That the one with like the maid.
Oh, the rich guy?
The rich kid, right?
Yeah, the rich kid, yeah.
That was so funny because the kid's like, I was like, damn, I don't know Japan. Like, how rich she had to be to have like a fucking caretaker, bro? That shit's crazy. Like, especially for like, for
yeah, one. Yeah, it shows us the contrast.
It seemed like both parents were working. So
like, yeah, it also showed us the contrast of like two kids alone by themselves.
Yeah.
But then one's rich and one's like actually by himself.
One has his like stuff together, really.
Yeah.
And he's like spoiled a bit.
Yeah, literally spoiled.
But then there's
like he spilled the juice all over himself. He's like,
clean me up.
Clean me up and give me new juice. And then Kato's like, what the fuck? He's just looking at him like, bro, what's wrong with you?
Then you should do the dub, bro.
Kato's like, you're a fucking immature little bitch, man. What the heck?
Because that's how, like, that's the contrast right there.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I think my favorite part is when he comes over to his house and he sees, like,
he's alone.
My laptop ran out. By the way.
Oh.
Is it still?
No.
So the part where his friend comes over, right?
Honestly, yeah. Talking loud might make it worse. Cause
yeah, it might make it more. Okay.
So,
yeah, stop normally, bro.
And so like my friend comes over and because comes over snitching by himself because he that's how he gets food, right?
Yeah,
that's the I was finding so funny, but his friend's like, you know, if you learn to become with you, bro, I'll come with you, be your friend. And, like you see, kind of like tear up a bit, like, aha. Yeah. Like, it's a French right there. It's like so nice. Just like those like subtle little moments, like pull warms my heart, you know. Even some people are, like monsters.
I thought he was a fucking bitch.
Who?
The rich kid.
Oh yeah.
He was. Yeah, that's the whole point. He's
yeah, spoiled. I'm saying like
he's a child.
Even by the end of it, I was like, he's just a bitch.
But yeah, he still was. Yeah, he didn't really.
And like, that's the whole thing where it's like, you know, my perspective doesn't change, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like your growth means nothing to me.
Yeah, but he's a charm. That's the thing. I was thinking, I was expecting just to be there for Koto and be a friend. That's enough.
I don't think that's enough. You don't deserve Koto, right?
He likes him now? What about he hates him? Hey, likes Koto?
I do hate Koto.
What's wrong with this guy? Yeah, Koto is like, more a student, but you're more a student than Koto right now. You know Cinder is? Koto is a Cinder, right? Like Tiger.
What does Cinder mean?
What does it mean? Tell me.
I don't know.
Is he the Cinderella?
He might be.
Like when he was like in the elevator.
When he cheated on his wife.
Yeah, that's just him being like, not like liking anything. That's why Cinderella's like punch people.
He had a light in his love where he was like, I was just fucking them hoes. I was gonna get right back.
Cinderella's like abusive and shit, like punch people.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jay-Z's like that too.
You think you're edgy? We're never gonna get a fucking Sugita collab if you keep like making fun of celebrities, bro.
I'm not making fun of Sugita. Sugita makes fun of himself.
Yeah, but what if he likes Jay-Z?
Hey, Jay-Z's a rapper. He knows to take shit.
Well, Sugita doesn't.
He takes shit. He's like self-deprecating. What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
I'm his friend. I know. I've seen all episodes a good time, I've got a friend.
So, yeah. What do you think about the mom if he let her daughter?
Yeah, I was about to talk about that as well.
To Koto's house
because she knew that he was poor.
Was that the one where it's like a little girl, she wasn't really having fun?
Yeah, she was like, are you having fun? No. Are you friends?
And
no.
She just keeps going over there.
Do you talk to each other?
No. What was the fucking ending? Was that why did she do that? Did it make her feel better?
Yeah, because it makes the
look better or something. Was that it?
It's because if she brought her to any of the other houses that her actual friends were, they'll look she'll look at her mom differently because they were poorer than her friends.
Yeah, because I think they said something like the husband like it was in debt or something like that, and they were going to have to sell the house. So I think the whole idea that they were presenting was they're going to move to like an even smaller place.
Mm-hmm.
So they're giving the daughter like, you know, experience like this small apartment because that's going to be us in like a bit.
Yeah.
At least that's what I think they were trying to tell the story.
Yeah. Something along the lines like, oh, don't go to your actual friend's house because then you would have a skewed opinion of houses.
And honestly, like, that's fucked up.
I mean, yeah, it was fucked up to the mom. That's why Karina was like, bitch, bro, what are you doing?
Basically like, bitch, what the fuck
are you doing, bro?
What are you doing to my boy?
Like, bro, what are you doing? Yeah, I remember that being like, watching, like, because the kid's like, yeah, I found that nut, but bro, why is she going into his house?
Well, yeah, her whole line was that like, yeah, but whenever I go over, it makes you smart, mom. So like, I don't mind.
Yeah, see, that's the Koto's, that's like children's fault right there. Process.
That's the innocent child that I want to be the main character.
You react too much to it, anyway.
This guy just wants to groom a little child. That's what happens.
when a fucking child's mature like Cutter and he doesn't like it. That's how I mean. No, I'd be fine with it if he was like 12 years old and like that.
Oh god.
It's that he's five and he's like that. Right. I've said this.
Anyway, this coming of age story is pretty good.
Is this coming of age?
Yeah, it's just done.
What? I don't like it.
Yeah.
You
hate coming of age stuff?
Yeah, I actually do too.
What was the one that we read in school?
Jasper Jones.
Fuck that one.
I know, so
boring. The Australian one?
Yeah.
The ending was like she burned down the house.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't remember. I did. I didn't read it actually.
Neither did I. You
watched the movie for it?
I didn't even watch the movie.
Bro,
I'm pretty sure they showed it in college.
Every time we had to like take a quote, I just like went to a random page. Yoink.
Yeah. I remember, what do you call it? Did we have Discord at that time? I forget. But like, I remember.
No,
yeah. Maybe it was Skype then. Someone like took out a bunch of quotes and like shared it with the boys.
Really? I didn't get any.
So I was like,
I got some out of context quotes that made no sense. And I just popped it in and then I got 50%.
Yeah.
What was the question here? What quote do you like the best? Like what?
No, it'll be stuff like
you have to use quotes to
answer questions.
Answer my essay questions.
So you had to have like 20 quotes that were enough to answer multiple questions.
It'll be like
you only use one.
Yeah, it'll be like what themes are in the book and you'll be like, depression because your mom's a slut. Wait, what's the mom?
That's slut? The quote.
I don't remember the.
It was something
that's
like
the quote.
Someone was cheating on someone. There was like adultery happening.
I just remember
racism. There's a daughter, and then there was the Aboriginal guy and Jasper.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was racism, right?
Yeah, and the daughter was the one who had like a dad who was cheating on the mom.
Yeah.
And abusive to her.
Yeah.
That actually ruined the story.
And Hugo Weaving was in there.
He loves it.
Oh, really?
I don't know about it. I'm gonna read it.
Yeah.
Hugo Weaving was there too. He was the dad of the Rapunzel guy.
You probably remember this more than Kotaro.
Because Jasmine Rose was Aboriginal. That's right.
He's not Aboriginal now. Yeah, the story was taking place by the white kid.
Though. Yeah, white kid's point of view. Yeah. Someone bucket.
And someone got killed. That was the
Timmy.
Timmy Bucket.
It's not Timmy.
I don't know. It might not even be Bucket. I could be.
You can just like a quote to film, you know? You'd be like, oh, fuck you, Jasper Jones. Like, oh, damn, the racism right there.
I think they fact check it.
I don't know, they don't do that. I'm better too long, bro. I can just edit it.
I think the teacher read the book.
Maybe not. Imagine they didn't read it at all.
I mean, I didn't. So.
Imagine they didn't read it, but yeah, fuck it.
I think I've said this before, but I don't think I've read any book in the entirety of school.
No, I got caught reading a book upside down.
That's how much
I did not give a fuck.
You
fucking bozo,
bro.
Bro,
that's bozo level,
bro. Me, Leonard, Mel, when English class, was like, bro, this guy, he reads books upside down. I was like, no fucking way. So then I pulled my book upside down, I started reading it. And the teacher's like, yo, Tony, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you reading the book upside down? And everyone just looks at me, I'm like, oh, fuck, bro. I did it for like a minute and she called me, bro. Oh my god.
I mean, it's probably obvious, right? From what she's looking at.
I mean, yeah, because like we were talking during the class and everyone was silent reading the book.
Honestly, that makes way more sense than what I was thinking of you just like pretending to read and you send the book upside down like an idiot, right?
It's like, imagine you find it, it's like the meme of like the wheels on the cart.
Oh, yeah,
like one's like afraid and one was like, you see, you go to the class and you see the one book's like, busted off for a reason. That's a buzzer hour, bro.
Yeah, I got called buzzer hour.
Yeah, for buzzer. That's like prison school building, bro.
Yeah.
Prison school's better than assembly.
Yeah, we?
Yeah, that's
like, prison school's good.
Have you finished it? The manga?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, it's kind of shit. The ending.
Yeah, I was disappointed in the ending.
Was that not a harem ending?
No.
The only
one who didn't get a proper ending was like, Kiyoshi.
Character?
The free
Hannah
and his the girl love interest, yeah.
But Piss Girl was like still into him.
No, Piss Girl was still into him, but the love interest girl became the new counselor.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about that girl.
No, you don't know if she's there.
Oh no, didn't Hannah leave as well because she found that he liked that other girl?
No, I'm pretty sure the Piss Girl was still into him.
No, okay. I think I remember. It was like this.
Welcome to the prison school episode, by the way.
It was like this, right?
Episode 100.
Because you don't contribute anything. You're just negative Nancy over here.
Yeah, then be a more positive light to this anime.
I am.
It's a coming of age story that this guy does not like.
Because he's not grown up yet.
Yeah, he hasn't grown up.
Well, he listens to Jay-Z.
I've said it before, I do not like coming of age stories.
What else have you done that's coming of age? What was the first one that I said I didn't like? Do I have to pull up the fucking list?
Sunny Boy? No, you like Sunny Boy.
I didn't like Sunny Boy.
Yes, you like. You said you rated it 8 out of 10.
Yeah, you rated it pretty high. Huh? I said it was alright, but I didn't think it was great. Did I put it like near the bottom of
the top 10? Yeah, but you rated it 8 out of 10.
That's because I thought that like our entire list was like actually a pretty decent list.
It's pretty stacked. Because the finale was she, because Hannah and
spoilers alert.
Yeah, spoilers alert. Hannah and love interest become like friends, right? Become like friends, but she found out that Hannah like
had panties or shit.
No, she found out that Hitomi likes Kiyoshi. And Kiyoshi likes Hitomi.
Wasn't it a thing where
Hannah
like,
likes Kiyoshi?
Wasn't it a thing where like the love interest finds the panties of Hannah?
No, that was okay. That's the last thing. Before that, he exposes everything.
Uh-huh.
What happens between Hannah and him.
Yeah.
The pissing.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I still love you, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. But then, but it's still weird because Hannah kind of like accepted it as well. She's like, yeah, I'm fine with this. That's good as well.
It's like, that's a good ending.
But then she changes some reason like that. And she's like, no, wait, I bet you're still wearing my panties underneath there.
Oh, right. He was literally wearing it, right?
And like exposing some, I think pissed on.
Yeah.
And that's when she's like, I'm a man hater.
I thought it was just that he had the panties, not like
and he wore it.
He was literally still wearing it.
He's a real G. He's my idol.
He's weird. No wonder why Hannah went full ballistic. No, I know the other.
What a way to like fuck up series, bro.
What did we fuck up? That was good.
Everyone hated it. It was like a terrible ending.
That's some good shit.
It was good.
It's good. Like
I feel that part.
The best one was the when all them worked together.
Who?
For the prison escape?
Yeah, all the boys worked together.
Oh yeah.
And that's
the best
part.
That's the best one. When they're all on board, just the what t-shirt contest. And Hitomi's in with all the world and then everyone's helping out. They're so cool.
What's the big guy called?
Andre.
Andre.
And messages, yeah.
Like that fucking his storyline, one of the best.
I don't remember.
He had like the BDSM kink, but then the like skinny chick started getting into him, but then she wasn't good enough because she's not into BDSM.
She likes him actually. That's why. And then like he's like, "Nah, I don't like you." Then the ending is him being like, "Wait, this is a different type of love."
Yeah.
And then they get together.
Oh shit.
And the other endings for the other guys were like they're finding out the female friends.
Yeah.
And then they're all playing together with the bottle rocket shit, right?
Yeah.
Stupid shit ever. Oh, Tommy Summer! And it's fucking. They definitely get some play, bro.
I forget, did the ending ever get animated? Cause
no.
Yeah.
It's the end of the arc where they finally get like free.
Yeah, because I know.
And the OVA covers them, the girls getting into prison.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say something.
They probably don't want to add the season 2 because of the ending.
I don't know, like, you can change it, but like, the thing is also the thing with,
they wouldn't like changing things from the original, though.
Hannah and the sister, like Hitomi's sister, the school prince.
Oh yeah.
And like she had a thing where she's like, you know, boys next to bad, you know? They're kinda cool.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good, that's cool. And then the real student has a president. And Hannah. And then the vice president kind of like let go of her because they were sister of her and shit. Mm-hmm. And that's their camp up. But Kiyoshi I was like, nah, fuck you. Yeah, just fuck you, I guess, you know? Like, what? What's the point of that? After everything, you know? That's the whole point, he's just like, fuck you.
He literally was very companions.
That's the thing, he's like, why did he do that? It's so dumb. Why did the ending do that?
Because
he's a real pervert.
He is what he is, bro.
Yeah, but the development was him not becoming that. And him like caring.
Yeah, him like actually loving.
They are not mutually exclusive, like, it can be both.
Yeah, but you can't have both.
The weird one. The weird one is the actual girl, because
Anna.
No, the sister.
Which one?
The younger sister. The younger sister.
Okay. Yeah.
She's the weird one for downing him.
Hmm?
After seeing wearing the panties.
They didn't doubt him. But he lied.
He lied.
He said no, no.
Ah. Okay.
And Hannah was forcibly trying to take it off.
Okay.
And then it got exposed.
Damn.
And the piss happened.
Damn.
I think she pissed on his face.
She pissed on his face.
Yeah, and that's what it looked like. Because he
I read it so long, I don't remember.
Yeah, it's been a while. But all I remember is that Piss Girl is Best Girl.
Oh, yeah. Right.
What do you mean?
She's loyal. I don't know, loyal, more like sexually abusive.
That's what I respect.
Sexually arrested, bro. That's more like sexually arrested.
That's not that bad, honestly.
See, this is the problem here. This is why Ben can't get out, bro. Because he's not sexually arrested for men, apparently.
What do you mean?
Terry Crews, I remember Terry Crews like came out and he got sexually arrested and no one believed him. Because he's big and buff.
I mean, the whole thing that people say about Terry Crews is that he's kind of a bitch.
See, this is a problem. See, everyone tries to be vulnerable, you get called a coward. See, this is a problem.
This is the masculinity in Spider-Man, bro.
Right
here.
Toxic right there.
Toxic.
He's not masculine, he's just toxic. Anyway, final thoughts and culture.
I like the characters.
Mm-hmm.
I did not like the art.
Oh. Reasonable.
Yeah. And the story was, it could be better.
I get that. It's not finished, so you want more.
Yeah, it wasn't finished. Mm-hmm. And I want more explanation on the parents.
Yeah. Because that's what I'm inferring from the mom. That's what my point is.
Yeah, like, you have to...
Because I don't know if it's actually PDE.
Yeah, you have to go beyond the anime to figure out what's wrong with
it. I don't know if it's PDE, PDE or not. That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah, I just wanted the anime.
I mean, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, because I feel like anime is like 86 and this one is like you have to go outside the anime to fully understand it.
Yeah.
86 was better. What do you mean by going outside 86?
It means there's a lot of reading in between the lines.
Yeah, I'm more of a
direct
taking things face value kind of guy. That's why I like running past and
But Vanitas is also like, you know, reading between the lines a bit too.
It was a lot of things were just like kind of in your face though.
Yeah,
like, it's reading between the line, but then it's also like it's in your face. Like there's a lot of supporting evidence. Here it's like, yeah, here's like one throwaway scene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then you have to like really like lines connect. I don't like this anime.
I guess you mean different
views.
I'm giving it a 3 out of 10.
Sorry, I muted that part.
Yeah, cut that. Edit.
I'll mute it. It's on the webcam.
No, I muted
it. Edit.
Wait,
give it a 7.
I have to hold it up in case they didn't hear me.
He's doing the black power. He's doing like the white power thing. That was weird.
Actually, he would recommend this. That's what he would say.
Fucking loser.
Say it. Would you recommend this?
Yeah, I really like this one, right?
Yeah, I see.
There's like, I like videos better. Of course.
Vanitas,
yes. I think it's better, of course.
Yes. I like Sasaki Tamiyano more.
The fuck's that?
Yeah, dude, yeah.
What's that?
It's the gay romance anime.
Oh, I didn't want to watch that.
That's not the point.
That speaks more the words.
Right, I don't want to see some boy kissing.
Alright. Did they kiss? I forget.
I don't know.
I didn't watch it.
You watched it. Yeah, they did.
I think they did at the end.
But I mean, the problems you, me, and Lynn is like there's some like really sus parts. And the part where he closed, locks the classroom, I was like, well, it's kind of boring.
I've seen Yuri and Ice.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I like the OP. Really.
Damn. These guys really love the boys' love, man.
I don't watch anything, you know, it's just like good writing, you know?
Yeah.
But like, most romance, even like, it's not like, you know, gay, but it's kind of just kind of like trash and vanilla.
Yeah.
You know, kind of just like, they're just love to get each other type stuff. It's not really
interesting. Mine's a sad year.
Hmm?
Solo Man. It's good though. I like that shit.
I also like that shit. It's my favorite anime.
They're just there to have love.
I just like.
Yeah, I like a relationship in the anime.
Oh, really?
I like that.
Even though it's like the thing that you hate, you just said.
Like, there's like, I like Asuna to a point.
Asuna is babe.
As soon as she becomes like, you know, the destroyed person, like, I don't know what to do with that, those weird shit.
Yeah, that's what it should be.
Okay, well, I should take that back. Like, I don't believe that.
No, that's how she ended.
Wait, what were you saying?
You say, because I said like the one
he damsel in distress.
Damsel in distress, right?
Oh, damsel in distress, yeah, with the whole...
I like that it was done good, but like... The way she did it was like really, it was like horrible. It was like she was like there just like tentacle raping and shit. And then it's like as should, it should be. That's what Dennis said.
But as in the sense of, so I was gonna make, it's a joke, right? About being a toxic masculine person.
I mean, you didn't need to do that. You already showed me that before.
The idea is that,
I mean, you're toxic before.
You know, men.
I mean, you know,
you're a protective person in a relationship, and the women are like the weaker being. It's like, it's a joke, by the way. Like, I don't believe in that, but it's like, it's
fine. I don't believe you.
Why don't you believe?
Show me proof that you don't believe it.
Well,
that's a bit too hard, man.
How should I show you this proof? What do you want off me?
Same comes around as the best hand.
I'll make a fanfic.
Oh, no.
About Asuma being Kirito's equal.
I mean, they basically did that in the first part of the anime.
Yeah, they're literally
when she protects her.
But then afterwards, it's the Kira show.
Yeah, it is. So you love this anime?
No, it's more
is
like...
Is it problems?
Oh, I like
it. Perfect.
I like it because of Kira.
It's the Kira show, but then Asuma's not even there anymore.
That's what I mean.
Because you got fucking...
Right,
I fucking hate Shino. She's the dumbest character I've ever seen in my life.
Is that the blue head?
Yeah.
The gun girl.
Sniper girl.
Why are we talking about Seiya? We can talk about this another.
You said you said favorite anime! Why are you hating him then? You said you hate favorite, but you hate him!
Another time, you watch Seiya, I'll talk about it.
Alright, so
yes, I like this anime a lot.
Yeah, I fucking love it, alright?
I like it's good. It's like, it makes you go through some stuff like, damn, that hits hard. It makes you like, it also comes some parts that I didn't think I've seen in a lot in other stuff. It makes it really interesting. Art and stuff is like, really kind of bad, but
I mean,
like,
I don't think the whole point was the art anyway.
I know, but that the writing kind of shines through.
Yeah, the writing, the whole
characters kind of shine through.
I feel like I would enjoy the manga more than the anime.
Okay.
Because I feel like you could read it at your own pace more.
Yeah.
And like,
I mean, you do that for anime too.
I paused like halfway because like a lot of the episodes were like two parts in each.
Sometimes even three.
Yeah, I think that was three in some of them.
Five.
Every time like a whole story finished, I just pause it and go in next because Netflix like saves where you're at.
With the manga, I feel like it's easier to do that. Even like sometimes if you like miss something, you know, you wouldn't miss it in the manga because it'll be right there.
Yeah, the manga is just basically the produce that one chapter of one of the path.
So that's what I think. Maybe like you'll turn the 3 out of 10 into like a 5. I rest my case.
He has no case. He's just toxic, man.
He just doesn't like the age.
Yeah, he likes young.
He likes little boys, but not little kids. Little kids. He doesn't like little kids. He likes little boys.
He's talking about Rizzo, but anyway.
Huh?
He's talking about Rizzo, man. I don't know what he's talking about.
What am I talking about?
What's he talking about?
I don't know what he's talking about.
What are we talking about?
Anyway.
Have you seen like any show in anime?
Yeah.
Yeah, they look like 15-year-old, but they're not.
Like Maggie?
Bleach.
Bleach?
Oh, he is 15, what do you mean?
But he doesn't look 15, but
he looks 15.
No, he looks like he's 18.
Well, by the end of the series, he's 18.
He looks so much
different. He looks the same.
They look different. Bleach has one of the like craziest like development in like what Ichigo looks like.
Well, he looks like, then he looks 18 to 21 then.
I can see 15 to 18.
Anyway,
he's acting young.
Yeah, he's acting young.
Yes,
alright. Wait, Bleach is one of my favorite animes, and you're saying that he looks older. What do you mean?
Hmm?
Wouldn't that...
Anyway, I'll recommend this anime, right?
Yeah.
And that's the end arc.
Oh, you want to do the ending thing for me?
Let's just look in silence. Let's roll the next one.
Oh, so there's three anime.
Takagi,
Dress Up Darling,
and Peace and Quiet one.
Yeah. Should we add more?
Now, this is like this season. So we can't keep adding.
Yes. Seiyo?
We're far behind already. We can't add more.
Add Seiyo? Wait, Takagi this season?
Yeah, the third one, I think.
I mean, we could take out your one and then just do...
Yeah.
Takagi and... Dress Up Darling. The two better ones.
We haven't actually ended the episode yet.
The two better animes.
Nah.
Alright, 50-50.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I'm gonna take a break for like a month.
For what?
Uni.
Remember when Alex said that you were like on his throat?
I mean, Alex is also taking a break.
And being gay,
yeah. You do realize I was like joking around, right?
No, I'm gonna be you now.
Because like I told him, like to his face, like yeah, like I was just kidding, like. If you need time for...
And I told Alex that he was being serious about this. So get your shit, priority straight, mister.
And look at where that led us. It took us an hour.
You don't know, he's watching anime right now. He's like, I'm ready to come back, guys, to the pod.
He actually sounds like he's like, he listens through the pod.
Yeah, I talked to him, he's like...
I mean, I think he just sounds depressed right now, dude. Like that.
Because he told me, like, his schedule is basically like, he wakes up at 7.
Yeah, you know, his schedule
is... He goes to 4, does things like this time, and he goes to gym for like an hour.
Yeah.
And he's like, he doesn't have to do it, but he wants to do it because he's a teacher.
Yeah.
I respect that. That's some anime shit right there.
And then, like, I think he misses the pod because it was, like, his time of, like, brevity.
I think, I don't know about that.
Does he
even... I think he just does it for the money.
You're getting paid?
Well, he's got fucking school.
Yeah.
Fucking work.
Uni.
Oh, my God.
He can quit his previous job.
Still has his other job.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of busy as a bee.
Good one.
I mean, that's an idiot, right?
I mean, he might come on the dress up dummy episode.
He's seen that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think he's seen one season. Like, are you? So he probably watch that. I mean, he go one part. We film this part by himself, post solo. Then we add it later.
Just talking to himself.
Be like, yeah, you're totally Eric, bro. That's crazy, bro.
It's been a little while. I don't know my phone.
Do you ever save it? I guess you don't save it.
I mean, it's only
It was saved on his.
It's only three anime.
Okay, let me do it then. It's been a while.
You did it last time.
Alright, what was it?
It's the middle anime.
Takagi.
Dress up. In peace.
In peace?
Yeah.
What's peace?
It's like a police hand.
Oh, no.
Like that?
It's not peace, it's peace.
Oh.
Dumb child.
Well, you mean like peace in a pod?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah.
Peace sounded better. Oh, you don't. What is it?
Just like that, like, please.
It's just a dog.
I have to come in then.
You can replace
her for me. That'd be interesting to do, see how it goes.
A good romance with some good edgy.
I mean, Finitas was a good romance.
With some good edgy.
I mean, Finitas was a good romance.
I'm here for the tits.
I mean, Finitas has a good romance.
Finitas, it was good. It was 10 out of 10.
Have you seen, what do you call it? There's a...
Wait, you stopped recording now.
I mean, yeah, we call it.
We need to.
There's an 18 plus figurine of the girl in Dress Up Darling.
Which girl?
The main girl?
Yeah. My lady. It's crazy.
That's sus, bro.
What do you mean sus?
Because she's like a kid, bro.
Yeah, she's like 15, right?
See this guy. This man. He always sees when he sees.
The morality of this guy.
Toxicity right now, bro.
This guy.
What a child, bro.
That's weird, man.
Strange, bro. You said itchy, bro. You want to see it too, bro.
Hey, tits are tits, bro.
Tits are tits, bro.
That's the problem we have in society.
Yeah, that shit.
Alright, we can end it there.
Okay.
Subscribe, like, comment.
That means you should just cut him off when you did that.
Alright, true.
It's not stopped. You have to press the red button.
The one.